In today's episode of Cubs Out Loud, the boys welcome Eric as the new third chair and run through the winners of the Best of Bears 2012. Who made the top of this list for this year? All this plus Smegma, Sticky Buddies, and Richard Dawson. COL 194 starts now.
January 13th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now.
I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
And I'm Ben.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, Vintage Urban Lake, episode number 193. And man,
194.
I did that.
194.
See, when people update the numbers, they need to update it in the thing so we don't say it.
Yeah.
I'm yeah.
Not quite awake yet or something.
And he's been up for 3.5-4 hours.
I know, it's weird. I'm just having a really tired day or something like that.
I know that feeling all too well.
Yeah.
What I need is a coffee maker. Actually, you know, just a press is fine, too, I suppose.
I was going to say they have a really cheap one at Walmart for, like, $9.97.
Yeah, but I also need a burr grinder.
Okay, can't help you with that one. And by the way,
and
we have a real...
shop at Walmart.
Whatever, everybody... yeah, well, huh, whatever. Oh, what, you're a Tarjay bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Explains it all.
Anywho,
we do have big news this week. We have big breaking news.
Really?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, our new third chair on Cubs Out Loud is Mr. Eric Patton.
Yay!
Not that big.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, the only problem is now we need a bottom. So we need a fourth chair.
Well,
Damon.
I have someone, I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
This could be...
I have to confirm, but...
This could be terrifying.
Damon's mystery bottom.
It's Damon's mystery bottom.
Nice.
Okay, what the fuck did I get to do this week?
Damon.
Oh.
Start the clock. You have 30 seconds on the clock.
Well, no, that's counting down. We're counting up on this one.
Oh, whoops.
Go ahead, Damon.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I started a new role-playing group or game. I'm now playing a Pathfinder game with my partner and 4 straight people. it's really cool. I won't go into details, but it's really cool because I don't want to bore Ben. But I'm going to have a great time. They're a really good group of people, guys and girls. There's a girl. And it should be fun. Wednesday was, of course, rehearsal for the Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Me not.
Where the hell did we get that?
Eric actually found that one.
Oh, gosh.
The old one back in for these other points.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, we have, as of this past rehearsal, we have 4 new first tenors, which is the section I sing in, brings our total up to 14, which is, I think, the highest the chorus has ever had. So, yay. Yeah, it's nice. It's anyway. Work. And then last night I went over to friends and here's
how is Joey and Phoebe doing these days?
Who?
How's Joey and Phoebe doing these days?
I don't know. Their characters died. Not kidding. But went over to friends, had dinner, hung out, and we played Cards Against Humanity, which is
incredibly fun.
Incredibly fun. And one of the best parts was someone answered the question, one of the questions, with smegma.
Oh.
And my favorite word. Yeah. And would you believe it? Three of the five people at the there did not know what smegma was. Ew. Yes. The three out of five people did not know what smegma was. They just, and the person who actually chose smegma as the answer didn't know what it was. He just thought it was funny.
Okay.
All righty then. Well,
people who didn't know what smegma was?
No.
No. No.
That's even creepier. Really?
These are all gay men.
Or far, far luckier.
Yeah. I think far, far luckier.
All right.
Or scarier.
But yeah. But yeah, that was my week. It was fun. Smegma. Ben? Eric?
Well, my week was just fabulous trying to figure out where the fuck all my textbooks are going and why the hell I ordered the wrong one and paid more for it.
Womp womp.
Well, you know, this instructor, I'm sitting here looking at his list, and he's got a list of four books, but he put the textbook in the middle of the pile.
Oh.
So I kind of actually blame him. Plus, he's only a PhD candidate. He's a freaking a guy who's got a master's degree who's trying to teach a fucking the history of World War One, which, by the way, has got to be single-handedly probably one of the most boring classes I could take. However, it's an easy, from what I understand, it's an easy 3 hours.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, supposedly it's a pretty easy course. And it's all online, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
So. Yeah, any class you could take in your shorts is a good class.
That is true.
Well,
but anyways, that's it. Exciting on my end.
Well, my week was pretty quiet too. Although we had a midweek snafu with Chester, who my partner Chester, who went to the hospital Tuesday with chest pains, and turns out it wasn't a heart attack. They don't know what it was. The state of healthcare in this country being what it is, they sent him home to wait for his test results, which will be in tomorrow or next week.
Nice.
But he got doped up on Vicodin, and I got to take off some time this week to take care of him. That's always fun.
Yay.
It's like, wake up and take these pills. 4 hours later, wake up and take these pills.
Oh, by the way, wake up and take these pills. Honey, are you feeling frisky? You are? Sorry, you gotta take your pills.
Those bitches had to be good pills too. He was up, I think, 4 hours over a 30-hour period.
Wow.
Must be nice.
But anyway, other than that, it was work for me. So that was my week.
Yay. Such exciting lives we have.
Yeah,
I'm just thankful to be working.
Well, true.
So over this weekend, they had me move desks, and I saw the Running Man this week. But we'll talk about that later. The first section of Black Prince quest, and right now I need to get $6,000 to continue. But that's another matter altogether.
Hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Feedback. What's going on over with our last week? We had the Seawell Trivia Challenge. Ben, what's going on with that?
At the Seawell Trivia Challenge, I had 171 views.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, but unfortunately, our drinking challenge is still way ahead by like over 100 and something views, so. And there you go. I know that's all exciting and all, but, you know.
We like to think Larry Krell for liking us on Facebook. Thank you.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
What's happening?
Yay. our good buddy Kenji. He's
fine. Hey.
He knows who Welcome. He is. You know what you did, Kenji. We all know what you did. Eric told me so.
We know what you did. We know what
I you told did. You. I'm all the way on the other coast.
And? True, you are on the
well, east.
The, yeah, whatever. That place.
To the right, not the left.
Oh, damn it. I was starting to think of Beyonce again. I was starting to think to the left. No, I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh. Ben's Bitch of the Week?
Ben's Bitch of the Week.
I think you kind of already talked about it, right?
No, actually, my Bitch of the Week this week actually has to do with a goddamn dog next door.
Ooh.
I am so, you know, you don't know how bad. I'm not a believer in animal cruelty, but you don't know how bad a big old piece of hamburger with some rat poison sounds so good right now.
Oh.
This dog, I kid you not, went from about 12:05 a.m. till about 4:30 this morning, non-fucking stop.
Barking.
Oh yeah. Barking, this is barking. Not a small dog. This is a Rottweiler mix.
Oh.
I went next door and the neighbor said, well, he's just a dog. That's what dogs do. Not for 4.5 hours. I finally called the cops, and the people that live behind them called the cops.
Nice.
Finally wrote her noise tickets. And then she came over here, got mad at me, and I'm like, hell, you better talk to that guy behind us, dude. No, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
This is the bitch I can't get rid of.
Oh.
No matter how hard I try, I can't get rid of her.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, congratulations on Ben's literal first Bitch of the Week.
Was the dog female or was it male?
It was male, but I don't know. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It was a
bitch about a non
bitch.
Those
are
two bitches meaning that we're intending it to, not the fact that it was a female dog. Anyways.
Bitch.
And with that, let's see if we can get an update. On Damon the Boy. Damon
the Boy. Actually, there isn't really much more happening in regards to the boy, but Damon the guy does have a.
No. That falls under what happened this week.
No.
If it's Damon the guy.
I had a bitch of the week. This is. I do have a bitch of the week, and it has to do with.
Week.
That works. I know we've talked about the growler and whatnot, and everyone that wants to, you know, people who are so far away that talk to you, and you're like, well, you can't. We're not going to really do much else here besides talk. But on top of that, I had a guy message me on Growler. And didn't have a picture, didn't have much to say in his profile, had really nothing for me to go on except that he, you know, it said that he was like 4,000 miles away, something, you know, incredibly far distance. And he didn't want to talk. All he wanted was to you know, let me see your cock and I, you know, I politely told him, you know, I don't give that picture out, and also that you're not, I mean you're a little far away, so it's really going to be hard for us to meet. And he goes, oh, well, I just want the picture. I'm like, well,
you know how you handle that. Hold on, real quick solution to that. Go hit Tumblr, find a random dick pic. Save it to your desktop and send it to him. Say, there you go. Hope you enjoy.
No. I don't want to give people the satisfaction that they can ask someone so blatantly.
No. But you're
a question
a step,
like that.
Hold on. But you're taking a step further. You send him a picture of a white dick. See, you really throw him for a fucking loop.
Nice. Nice.
I thought you were black.
So, yeah.
No, I'm just very tan.
Yeah. Yeah. But but you know, it's just one of those situations where, and then when I have to explain, it kind of did fall into the boy situation. I kind of like, well, I can't really just meet up with someone. They kind of got pissy at that. And it's like, you know, you're the one that's 4,000 miles away. I'm never going to get an opportunity to meet you unless we happen to be in the same place at the same time, which the odds of that are happening are, you know, rare. So I appreciate this conversation, but that's as far as it's going to go. So there you go. Thank you.
Much better. But seriously, that's what you need to do next time. Send him a, shoot him a picture of a big old white uncut dick.
Or if you actually are uncut, then send him a cut dick.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or a vagina.
There you go. Eyes inside out.
Gonna fuck you with my clitoris.
There we go.
That's been this episode of Cubs Out Loud. Thanks for joining us this week.
An FTM.
Alrighty.
And then don't stop messaging him. Whatever you do, just keep messaging him.
What? What do you want?
Be the clingy guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When are you coming down to visit?
Ooh.
What's your street address? What? I booked a ticket.
I can Google Maps it. I can look in your house.
You can Google Maps it?
Yep. Google Maps it.
That's a new one.
You received your electric bill today.
Wow.
So... moving on, unless there was anything else.
No,
I think we're cool.
Okay, moving on to Jeff's movie moment for any man. And the strangest thing happened to me. So I mentioned to this friend of mine, said, "Hey, I saw the Running Man." What was the first thing that you think when you think the Running Man, right?
The dance.
Richard Dawson.
The LeMay outfits.
Right,
Richard Dawson.
1987, The Running Man. Unless you're Damon and you're dancing.
Yeah.
In any case, well, this friend of mine said, "Which one?" And I'm like, "Well, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, not the 1963 one." Because there really is two Running Man movies. One from 1963 and one 87. And I learned that when I was doing my little flick chart thing of it. I'm loading onto my flick chart. You know, it's like, well, duh, the Arnie one. What other one would I watch? Especially if I just generically say the Running Man. In any case. So I think that guy was really stupid. Anyway, so. And honestly, this was actually the first time I've ever seen this movie.
Wow.
I liked it. It was good. Probably be talking a little bit about it in the new reel of Seal movies coming up at the end of this month.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Seal movies, the other podcast.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, huh. Is it a new one?
It's a new version.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
For a while, it's been off for hiatus for a little bit.
Hmm. Well, you learn something. Well, you learn something. Well, you learn something new every day. Huh.
All right. So moving on, because we're being really boring today. Into our topics, we got the congratulations to the 2012 Best Bears.
Woohoo!
The granddaddy, the bear of the year, is George Foreman Smith, the healthy bear. You can actually hear a couple of interviews with him. I guess our sister podcast, The Cubby House. Check it out at thecubbyhouse.com.au. He's an Australian bear. Has a website, The Health Bear. Check it out. Pretty cool.
Cool.
So I'm good for that. Sorry, Freddy. I voted for you.
Yeah. Sorry, Freddy, as well.
Best bear website went to Bear Underground!
Yay!
About time. Way to go. So, Ian, what are you going to give us? Since we helped you.
He's going to give us some of those jocks that he's making.
No, I want him in the jock. Come on, Ian. Well, you know it'll be the best thing you ever had.
I'm sure he'll be able to assist you with that as long as either you go to Colorado or he just happens to be near Lubbock.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Welcome to my world.
Best cake website went to Brown Bear.
Yay.
Okay. yay. Exactly.
Best bear blog went to... Yes, yes.
Cubs Out Loud. That's right, thank you.
No.
No.
Not so much.
Yeah,
I think it's because Denard did a good job and has a good chunk of money.
Ooh.
So he's been able to increase. I think it's because he's got money.
I wouldn't know.
Anyways,
well, I think the category two best bear podcast, bear podcast. People just put them together and don't even think about it.
That's
true. Maybe they need to rename the category.
I'll take really crappy websites for 1,000, Alex.
What, the best website?
Well, no, he sat there. Eric said something about pick your next category. Or, sorry, was that Star Wars for 500?
Oh.
Do we have an answer yet? I'm ready to hit my buzzer.
That was last week.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
Anyways, best bear porn site was Bear Films. Kind of a go fake type thing.
Yeah.
Best bear video went to Where the Bears Are.
Cool.
That was a fun show.
Best Bear Business was Bear World Magazine.
Yeah, Bear Magazine.
Best Bear Club and Organization went to the Harbor City Bears. Best Bear Run, Bear New Zealand Week. That seems... Yeah, it's Bear New Zealand. It's a week, but week's not in the title. So just say.
Huh.
Best kink event, Folsom.
Hmm.
Best bear bar.
Which might be going away.
Best bear campsite and accommodations, Roy's Hideaway.
Oh, yay.
Best bear artist, Rock Cub.
Yay.
Yay.
And let me know if you want him on the show. Cool.
I think we've already established this fact.
I know. Well, I just, if you need me to set it up, let me know how to set it up. And I'll do it.
Before, when we first talked about this. Anyways.
Okay.
Best fair performer, musician, DJ, comedian, DJ Cam Shafati out of Melbourne, Australia.
I think I need to go to Australia.
I know, yeah. They've got some hot motherfuckers down there. By the way, I'm still pissed off about yesterday. You know, yesterday was National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Yay, that's right.
I was a day late and a dollar short on that one.
Did you kiss a ginger?
If I would have, it probably would have got me thrown in jail.
Oh.
This is Texas, after all. Yeehaw, y'all.
checking this since we're running quite right through this. Any other things that anybody wants to talk about?
I think this is going to be a real short episode this week.
Going back to my movie moment here.
Oh, Lordy.
Let's talk about the poll of the week.
We haven't even talked about last week's poll yet.
During the COL Trivia Challenge, how drunk did you get? Unfortunately, we only had two responses. Actually, I think we only had one, but somebody else decided to put one in because he wanted it to be there. But one person said they got as drunk as David.
Yay. That means I hit the bathroom about 5 minutes into the show.
Hey, last week I did not get drunk that drunk at all.
There was another response that said Orko, but I think Ben did that. But that's just me.
No, I didn't, but thank you. I've had too much other shit to do this morning to mess with that.
This week, in relation to the Running Man, we ask, who loves you and who do you love?
Everybody loves you, Jeffrey Anderson.
Is it Ben, Damon, Eric, Wah, or Richard Dawson?
I gotta go Richard, or other. Don't forget other.
We always have other. We always have the other. It's always fun to get.
I say Rick Astley.
Rick Astley, yeah. Just
never gonna give you up. Never gonna live.
Yeah, let's not get. I'm not in the mood to be Rickrolled right now.
All right, so we got. So far, we've had this up for like about an hour or so already, and posted everywhere. Right now, we got one vote for Ben.
Yay.
We got two for Richard Dawson.
Also,
a dead man is beating me.
And we got two others.
And what are the others?
One of them is all of the above.
Aww.
Richard, thanks you. And let me guess, Orca.
No. A big Robert. Uncut cock.
Oh, okay. That must have been Robert.
So,
nice.
Interesting responses. Vote, 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 please. Vote early, vote often. Results on that poll next week. Who do you love, and or who loves you, and who do you love?
Everybody loves you, Eric Patton.
Aw, thank you.
Yay. Is Yay. It already that time again? And you know what time it is. It's time for Love on Craigslist, where we are bringing the best of love and lust. This week, our new third chair starts off.
Okay. Well, we are going to our nation's capital for this particular one.
John George.
I am going... Well, John George put me in the mind of this. He went through a lot of these this weekend, and they were hilarious.
I figured it was either him or Corey Reed. Take your pick.
This is one I found separately, and I am not going to read the title first because it gives away too much here.
Aw.
Okay. So... This was posted on the 13th, which is today, that we're recording. It says, well-educated, well-traveled, well-spoken black man here. One who is a firm believer in the superiority of the black race. My studies on Afrocentric history and diaspora has led me to realize that the black man is the highest form of life on the planet.
Yikes.
I also have a wife, beautiful black woman, who supports my worldview. So why am I here? Well, it is my stance that the black man should be elevated, respected, and noted as his superior genetics indicate. Therefore, I look on it as my natural right to claim access to more than one woman of more than one race.
Oh.
Which brings me here. If you would like to discuss more, send me an email with any questions you have and or info about yourself.
Oh, God.
And this was...
The title?
Yes.
What the fuck?
The title, please.
Black Supremacy, Man for Men, Woman, 36.
So he wants men too?
Well, I think he doesn't know what category he's going into, which is kind of weird since he's superior to us all.
He's so intelligent. And
he's almost as good as John Tesh.
I'm claiming this is the Django effect because going through the DC personals this week, there were five or six of these.
Wow.
Really?
And I'm thinking some sort of racial undercurrent is being strung back up by this movie.
Wow. Way to go.
Wow.
That's kind of creepy.
I really don't know what to say to that one.
I don't either. That one even has me creeped out.
That terrifies me. Okay. Wow.
That one's pretty damn, I don't know.
Yeah.
I still think I like mine, but I'm still kind of scared.
Okay.
Okay, this week, and I can't tell you what category yet, and I'm not even going to read you the title yet either. Hi. So we bought some bacon and some coffee this morning, but due to being drunk, we seem to have misplaced it. We are 90 to 93% sure it's in our house somewhere, but where? We seriously have no idea, and it's driving us nuts. We just want to drink some coffee and eat some freaking bacon. If you have a dog that likes smelling and finding bacon, we would love to have him over. We'll even feed you bacon once it's found. Please help. We still love all dogs and welcome you and yours. The title, Can We Borrow Your Dog? The category, MW for MW.
What?
I know where the bacon's hidden. It's in her snatch.
That just...
New from Summer's Eve.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to my world.
That just...
Can you beat that, Damon? Can you beat either the black supremacy or the bacon?
I don't think I can.
I don't think you can either.
I really don't.
Well, throw it in. Maybe you can get second place or something.
Yeah. How about black supremacy bacon? It's a new brand.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Black supremacy bacon.
BSB!
I'm not talking about Nick Carter.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Next.
Okay.
That boy ain't right.
Never am.
So...
Get on with it.
Don't worry about competing right now. Just.
Okay. Well, maybe I might. Maybe. Okay. This is, Man for Woman, out of Bloomington. I am looking for an aggressive, dominant female who likes to have her pussy licked as much as I like licking pussy. I can't describe how much I love licking pussy, hearing my partner moan while I lick up her cum. So, send me a message. You will not regret it.
I already did.
Was it titled BLT?
Yeah, I'm gonna say
no.
I totally lost there because that's just a that's just the same as any other ass.
Or
you know, it's just.
I am more pussy liquored than human is the title.
Well, and then I always think of the Aphex Twins album, Window Licker.
God.
Okay, well, that was our Craigslist ads for the week, and I think Damon definitely didn't win that one.
Nope. No. I told you, I found this one, but I was like, oh, it's nice, but no.
Eric's was pretty damn good.
I'm going with Eric's, honestly.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Yeah, Black's, yeah, but see, I still think you need to combine the two.
Black.
I mean, BSB. I'm telling you, the bacon one.
Let the supremacy
the
issue.
Time, the first time you see it, read it, you just blink and have this blink.
That's
blink.
It.
So you think and you have to think really hard about it. Black supremacy made the last one.
Yeah, it kind of just spoke for itself.
Yeah.
So
I am both honored and shamed, everybody. Thank you.
As you should be.
Moving on with that.
Well,
hitting our links for the evening.
And we're getting there real quick, aren't we? Good Lord Almighty. Alrighty, so we got our picks, and this week, I think we got some interesting ones this week.
Yay.
Mine and Damon's already had a good laugh at mine.
Yes, I did.
For that, I'm quite grateful. This week, I couldn't resist it at all. The Booty Dubs presents The Sticky Buddy with Anthony Sullivan. Oh. Yes, you know, yes, you. It was the correct link until you went dicking with it.
I didn't do anything with it. I was trying to click on
Well, I will have to reload it for you because I will have to pull it again. However, you remember Anthony Sullivan. He sells all those fabulous, fantastic products on TV. He's the one that actually knocked off Billy Mays. Mr. Wuss Wuss. Hey, actually, there's always been rumors of that.
Please.
No, no, no. He treated the tires with orange glow, so as they were leaving the flight.
And by the way, I was actually very, very impressed that it was actually revealed that actually Billy Mays did not die as a result of that bump he had on that plane. He actually died of a heart problem due to cocaine use.
Oh, so that explains
it. Yep.
That's why he was always yelling at you.
Nice.
Yeah. Exactly. Billy Mays here with another fantastic product. But needless to say, and I've got to say about this one, you have to pay attention to the old lady. That's all I got to say.
that's it.
Damon, I had to really... when I first saw Damon's, I was like, Jesus, are you serious?
Oh.
That's only after a discussion in a hangout this week. I'm not going to throw names out there, but it was just kind of a very unusual, interesting week with Bob in one of the hangouts. So it was kind of like John Tesh. You know, it's like you really trust a guy who was the host of Entertainment Tonight and a piano player giving you medical advice? The answer is probably not.
Well, mine is really very simple. Babalu, if you don't know, he's been a comedian. He's been on TV.
He's an amateur psychologist.
Amateur? I don't know. I didn't know that part. But anyway, he is starting a business, and it's called the Cookie Stash. And this is his Indiegogo, basically, you know, trying to raise money for that. I've known Babalu for several years now, and he's a good friend of mine. So that's the only reason why, well, not only reason, but one of the main reasons why I picked it. You know, if we can get him help, by all means do. If not, you know, it's cool. But Cookie Stash, and, you know, he was on the most recent Food Network food truck road trip or whatever it was called, food truck race, and in third place.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, anyway, that's what that's for. I didn't know this, so.
It was quite interesting.
Bob's a good guy. He's just a big personality and sometimes bigger than you're used to. That's all.
Yes.
We all have that, though.
Every one of us.
Very true. So there you go. So there's my...
By the way, Damon, when are you going to start posting videos for what's that group you belong to again?
You mean the men's chorus?
Not that kind.
Yeah, I mean, why can't you post
around this last?
Yeah, that's. I actually just did that just to see if Jeff would do that again, and he did. So, okay, thank you, Jeff.
I actually have a couple. I could probably do one, but maybe later. But yay! Okay.
Hey. Okay. My choice this week is a Pokemon XY, which is the new generation of Pokemon. It got announced, I think, Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, these are the gay ones.
Close. This is going to be the first 3DS version, so they're going to be the first fully 3D version. It's marking the big change for Nintendo and how they're releasing these games. They're all being released worldwide the same month, which will be a first. They're not going crazy and introducing 150 new Pokemon, which they're up to something like 700 now. So,
Lord.
Yeah,
they don't need more. But Pokemon is one of the standards in modern role-playing games. Yes, it's a cheesy game that's based for kids, but it's got all these layers underneath for people who want to get really obsessive with it.
And people give me shit for My Little Pony. Really?
Well, after watching the first episode of My Little Pony this week, I could kind of say, yeah, really.
Wow.
Hey, there was a 15-minute segment about a pony with its mane being all frizzled and ended with a dye job joke.
Yeah, what's that telling you?
But anyway, I'm a fan of the series. It's really the last traditional old school RPG series you're going to find with turn-based equipment, spells, and all the rest of that. And it's well worth checking out on the new edition when it comes out in October.
Awesome.
Cool. And then we had an anonymous one this week, didn't we, Jeff?
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's just a link to a Bear Underground profile. We'll leave it at that.
And it has says link. Best profile ever, so it's got to be good.
Click the link and be amazed.
You want to come to it with virgin eyes? That's for certain.
Yes. You will never be the same.
No bias.
Be shocked and amazed.
Be stunned.
Oh my god.
As Damon is now.
No, I have seen it. I have seen it.
Oh, okay. It is awesome, isn't it?
In person. It's quite
awesome.
So be sure to check
awesome
that one.
Awesome is a pretty good word to describe it, yeah.
And all I have to say is thank you to Ian for that one.
You mean anonymous. Anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Anonymous, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so, Jeff, how can people find us?
There's plenty of ways to find us. Pop over to the website, cubsoutloud.com. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Google Plus at gplus.to/cubsoutloud. Pop over to Bear Underground, where you can find our group, Cubs Out Loud group, as well as we have our own account.
Yep.
You can find me anywhere.
Something with a box in it. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Packing boxes, munching boxes.
Ew.
All kinds of things. But you can find me as TatCub806 on Bear Underground, TatDude806 on G+, and I don't do analysis.
Womp womp. Theater Cub 79, Bear 401, Bear Underground.
Oh, by the way, hold on. I've got to make a real quick pause. Jeff, didn't you have a bitch about Bear 411?
Oh, yeah, it's a minor bitch because everybody knows we really don't need to worry about it. But
for those people who do
not pay, they, of course, have the times where they shut it down for the non-paying members. But if you have any messages pending, they'll let you know they're pending. So when you can't access it, you can read them.
Oh, nice.
And did you ever
bring things as Box Puppy, 2 messages? And then you can try to click it to read it, you know, you think? No.
And did you read them eventually, though?
Yeah, once I finally got in.
Were they anything exciting?
No.
Okay. So, see, in the long run, you really didn't lose anything.
No. I suppose not. Although, it might have been something that I might have been in the middle of trying to get a trick or something.
Oh, okay.
What?
What's that? Oh, and I'm sorry. Eric, how can they find you?
Okay, you can find me at GamerBear75 on Bear Underground. I am GamerBear on Bigger City, or you can find me on Google Plus under my name, Eric Patton.
Yay. That's it.
Yay.
That's
yay. I think you had some.
Hell Cobra.
Ew.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody. With a nice soup and pound of black supremacy bacon.